Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is April 23rd, 2024. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch Prompt Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, when someone chooses to value herself over the things she can buy, transformation begins. Ooh, that's good. That is good, good. I'm trying to think of people I know in my life who like to buy a lot of things. And I think that's a really great quote. It's hard because we live in such like a consumeristic place. And I don't know if I talked about it on this show. Probably. But talking about sometimes we buy things because we think it will turn us into a different person. And fallen into that. Like, if I can name like a handful of times in the past few years where I buy like an $80 planner because I'm like, this is the moment I'm a planner person, even though I do plan, but I think I've always really romanticized the idea of like a day planner by the bed. And then, of course, you have to think about that, right? I'm like, okay, so I just spent like $80 on a planner. It was like a custom planner where I could tell it what day I wanted the day to start on and how I wanted the hours broken down. It was very, very custom, which is why it was so expensive. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be one of those people with a planner by the bed. And so now you got a question. Why do you want to be, like, what do you associate with those people? So if I were to really dig, which I've never thought about until right this very second, so you're here for like the fresh thoughts. I think I always view people who have like a day planner by their bed as people who are really together and really classy, and like they have a bedtime routine and they have a skincare routine and they're probably really fancy and they're probably really beautiful. And I see, so like, sometimes follow your train of thought. So that's a fun exercise for everybody today. Think of something you purchased because you thought it would change the type of person you are. And I want you to go down the rabbit hole of, why did you want to be that type of person? What do you associate with those people? Fun game. Okay. Maybe we can together break some of our like overspending or like consumeristic habits, you know? I will say, now I have a digital planner that I really love, but I'm excited to get working on the Witch Daily Planner this year. I'm going to be starting on it soon. I think we pretty much have all the information for it. I just need to sit down with InDesign and create it. So for those of you who don't know, when I do those planners, I'm doing everything. I might have guest writers or people helping me write certain segments, but in terms of putting it together, like I'm the one who makes the pages look the way they do. So it's a lot of work. So I need to get started. All right. So let's talk about magnolias and the magic of magnolias. And this comes to us from roundthecauldron.com. So, magical mentions of magnolia correspondence. According to the Herbal Alchemist Handbook by Karen Harrison and Aaron Murphy, placing magnolia flowers near the nuptial bed ensures fidelity, and when added to the bath, they attract honor and recognition. With its rulerships by the element Earth and planet Jupiter, the energies of this dramatic, beautiful tree promote financial increase. And after the flower petals have dried and fallen away, the resulting seed cone makes a wonderful aspergill for sprinkling ceremonial waters. So you can correspond magnolias with abundance, growth, fertility, self-reliance, calming, quieting, banishing, baneful thoughts, and ancient wisdom, and clearly fidelity. I don't know why that's not there. But yeah, magnolias. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from Variety.com. Abigail trailer, Scream directors make original horror with Angus Cloud, Melissa Barrera, and a child vampire. Universal Pictures has released the trailer for the upcoming horror film, Abigail, to release on April 19th, so it just released. The film is helmed by Matt Bettinelli and Tyler Gillett, also known for Radio Silence, who directed recent popular horror movies, including the Scream 4 and Scream 5, and the movie Ready or Not. Abigail follows a group of kidnappers who get in over their heads when their young target, a girl named Abigail, turns out to be a vampire. The film's official logline reads, "Children can be such monsters." After a group of would-be criminals kidnap the 12-year-old ballerina daughter of a powerful group of underworld figures, all they have to do to collect the 50 million ransom is watch the girl overnight. In an isolated mansion, the captors start to dwindle one by one, and they discover, to their mounting horror, that they're locked inside with no normal little girl. Ooh, I'm excited. I'm also happy that vampires are scary again. You know? All right. Witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, April 23rd. The full moon shines bright on the dark terrain of Scorpio today. Here, the moon squares Pluto. The full moon is throwing a lot of light on the power struggles that are going on around us. We're trying our best to wrest control from forces that we don't quite understand. All we really know is that our fate does not feel like it's our own, and that's not sitting right with us. The square to Pluto in Aquarius is making us try to control the impression we're making on the masses. Unfortunately, that's an impossible task. People will think and feel the way they want to think and feel, and there's nothing we can do about that. The best thing you can do is be true to yourself. Anyone who can't handle your truth does not deserve you anyway. Your daily moon mantra is, be who you are and what you feel. Because those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Attention, witches! This is Nina Moreau broadcasting a special alert from the Grimoire Society. We ask that witches please remember to subscribe to the new monthly newsletter. While we love psychically sending you every spell, recipe, penny dreadful, and conjure advice that we have, spirit representatives have asked that we cease clogging up the ether. We have contracted a special team of messenger pigeons to deliver your monthly newsletter directly to your doorstep. For only $5, you can sign up for this elusive serial at www.thegrimoiresociety.com. Remember, this notice is for witches only. If you are not a witch and have somehow come across this broadcast, you will forget all that you've heard in 3, 2.
All right, we have a question. This comes to us from listener Molly. What a cute name also, by the way, Molly. Molly says, in March of last year, I changed jobs and took a massive pay cut. My happiness and quality of life increased exponentially, but now I struggle with the daily stresses of the average American living paycheck to paycheck. Being a witch, it seems like a no-brainer to do a money spell or a wealth and abundance ritual. But I've noticed that I feel greedy trying to manipulate energies into benefiting me. I have done one money ritual, and 2 days later, I did receive a random check for $200 from my governor. But I'm hurting for money, and during my ritual, I made it clear. I needed quick money and slow money. So it's a full moon. Do I try again? How much is too many times? And again, I feel guilty crafting things into my advantage instead of rolling with what I'm given. Looking for a little insight and manifesting abundance and feeling guilt-free in doing so. Molly, oh my gosh, what a great question. Molly. First of all, you got to let the guilt go. we are not living in a very just and fair system in terms of economics, right? When I was in school, I took a class on sociology. And something I'll never forget was we were talking about how businesses used to work. And the CEO of a business, like back in the 50s, would make maybe five times the amount of an average employer. And to give you some context, let's say, or an average employee. So for context, let's just say the average employee made $50,000 a year. The CEO maybe made $250,000 a year. Now, CEOs make 10 times, 20 times, 50 times the average employer. So, or maybe 10 times. Or, no, maybe like 10, 20 times. So essentially, if an average paycheck is $50,000, the average CEO makes a few million, right? We're no longer living in a particularly fair system where we're all on equal playing field. We're living in a world where CEOs and billionaires will destroy lives so they can buy an extra boat, right? So at that point, you do not need to feel guilty for survival, okay? If you feel like you need to do money spells to make ends meet, then that is what you need to do. Those are the resources that you have. You know, I come from very low income people. And one thing me and my mother always agree on when we're watching shows or true crime or whatever, we love to watch true crime. And one of the things we always agree on is, you know, when rent is due, you got to do what you got to do. And that is just the truth. You're not hurting anybody. You're not taking anything away from anybody. You're simply making sure that you and yours have the ability to keep a roof over your head and food on the table. So I really don't want you to feel guilty for doing money magic, abundance magic, resource magic. You got to do what you got to do. We had an article in Which Way, I want to say a few months ago, about how to do a money altar, like a forever revolving money altar. If everyone is interested, as I will give myself permission to clip that article out of Which Way and post it for free on the Discord and Facebook and Patreon so everyone can use it. Luckily, I have the power to do such things. And I'm happy to do that for everybody because I think we're all in a place where we need to do what we can, you know? But I understand how you feel, you know? There can be a lot of emotions and trauma around money, and you clearly have those same feelings. I'm guessing growing up, you were told to not ask for things, not take things, not take more than you need, things like that. But you're in a position where that's what you need to do. So you need to do it. Okay. And let me just say, I'm not advocating anyone doing anything illegal. I'm just saying, don't feel bad about doing spell work to get extra work or extra gigs or whatever when that's what you feel like you need to do, okay? I really, really hope that helps. What was the rest of your question? Let's see. Looking for a little insight into manifesting abundance and feeling guilt-free doing so. Yes. So I will find that article from Which Way. I want to say it was January, I believe, maybe December, that we did the article on money altars. I will clip it and I will post it for free on all of our socials because I think it's something everyone needs. So don't feel bad. We're all in the same boat. Okay. You got to do what you got to do. I don't want you feeling guilty for taking care of yourself, especially in a world where all the money is really being hoarded by a singular group of people who like also aren't paying taxes, but whatever. when you realize that, like, you personally pay more taxes than billionaires, it can really just destroy you a little bit, I think. So, yeah, don't feel bad about doing what you got to do. Let's see. It's also how I feel about, like, returns. Like, some, you know, like when you buy something and it's broken, or you buy something and it's like the wrong thing, I've had to get to a point where I don't feel bad about returning it because that corporation's going to be fine, you know? But I didn't get the thing that I paid for with my money. That's a bigger percentage chunk of my life than it is to them, you know? Anyways, let's move on. We have a post from listener Nikki. Nikki says, I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Tanya and tell you about my witch win. Yay. I was listening to your March 14th episode, Finding Lost Things podcast, while preparing for a trip to Wales. I tried the prayer to St. Anthony because I lost my grandmother's crystal ball during our chaotic house moves. We moved and moved, and our possessions had been in and out of storage. We're settled now, but I hadn't been able to find the precious crystal ball anywhere. I'd looked, my partner had looked, but no avail. Just as I was packing the last few bits of our trip, something prompted me to look in a box of art and craft bits that were under the bed. There was a little box within the box that I hadn't noticed, and I was prompted to lift it out, and there was my crystal ball. I'm so happy and relieved because I don't have many of my beloved grandmother's things. We were very close, and she taught me such a lot. She was a wonderful lady and read tea leaves as well as crystal balls. Hugs from Wales. Yay, Nikki. Oh my gosh. Nikki, you make me so happy. Also, I just looked at your profile picture, and it looks so wonderful and peaceful. It's lovely. All right. We have another question from listener Sam. Sam says, do any of you use spellwork or ritual for mundane things? I'm really bad at drinking water. And after exhausting all normal avenues, a reminder on my phone, three different kinds of water bottles, rewards, I want to try a small ritual to help push me a little bit, but it seems so insignificant. I think we already touched on this. I'm pretty confident, but I am going to repeat what Melissa said because I thought it was really smart. And Melissa said, you could turn drinking water itself into the ritual. Speaking into your water before you drink it is a great way to boost your manifestations. Yeah, I like it. I like that. Or you have to drink the water before you can do something else that you need to do, I think is also a really smart idea and a really good idea. All right, so we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Derpacabra, you earthy perfect fire dragon, Shannon Barnes, you powerful scrumptious barn owl, Julie M, you splendid sparkling Loch Ness monster, and Samantha Amaral, you opulent loyal garden nymph. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes, like, those of you whose names I've been saying a really, really, really long time, I would love to know if I say your names correctly. There are some where I'm pretty sure I change it every time. And I pause and I'm like, oh, I hope that was right. Okay, so moving into our card of the day. This comes to us from the Jane Austen Tarot deck. We have Six of Clubs or the Tower. Revelation. In Persuasion, Louisa Musgrove's fall is a disaster that alerts Captain Wentworth to the power of persuasion. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources. Anything we referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.